Hey everyone, welcome in this new episode of CX Update, your monthly update on customer experience. This video is going to be a special episode. Thanks to my friend Sam, I was guided to a podcast a few weeks ago, and it was a podcast from Brian Chesky, the CEO and founder of Airbnb, where he shared his vision on doing business. And there were some really diamonds in there in terms of customer experience tips. So I want to dedicate this episode to what we can learn from Brian Chesky. Enjoy. When you look at the customer satisfaction scores at Airbnb, you will see that something is really remarkable. Almost everything they rent out has a score that is higher than 4.8. So you could say, wow, everything that you rent out on Airbnb is amazing. They filtered this out and it's just the platform with the happiest customers on the planet. Brian Chesky doesn't look at it like this. Brian is the founder and CEO of Airbnb and he's like, I mean, if everyone almost gives a 5 out of a 5-point scale, that doesn't mean that they are super excited. It means a 5-star on Airbnb means that the residents, it met the experience, the expectations of those guests. It's in line with their expectations. It's like when you take an Uber. I mean, have you ever had an Uber driver that had a score that was lower than 4.8? It's almost impossible to find those. That doesn't mean they're all exceptional. It means that it was in line with the expectations. And I love this vision of Brian Chesky because internally at Airbnb, they organize workshops now where they think about what could a 6-star experience look like? What is a 7-star experience? What could an 8-star experience be? A 9-star, up to a 10-star experience. And they come up with crazy stuff. Like a 6-star experience is then, for instance, you're being picked up by the host at the airport and they give you a great bottle of wine. A 6-star could be, you're being picked up in a limo. A 9-star could be that your favorite artist is performing in the venue that you rented. Maybe a 10-star, it means that Elon takes you back to the moon and back with a SpaceX rocket. You know, so they go way into the crazy things. But for them, it's a way to stretch what customer experience could look like at Airbnb. And don't just think that because almost everyone gives like a 4 or a 5 that you're doing great. They want to stretch that. And I like that philosophy where you try to do whatever you can to come up with the next thing to make your customers happy. A second learning that I want to share from Brian Chesky is how he builds empathy. I think he's one of those business leaders that really wants to be close to the customer. And there are two things he does. First thing is he stays in residences that he rents on his own platform a lot. Like in 2023, he stayed for 6 months in residences that he rented on Airbnb. Because of that, he goes through the customer process almost every single day. And by doing so, he discovers the things that work, that don't work. He discovers the frictions, he discovers the successes, but it gives him a sense of detail and understanding of the customer process that helps in the day-to-day decision-making and that actually builds empathy. Next to that, he also rents out his own apartment in San Francisco. So you can basically rent the apartment of Brian Chesky. So he's not just renting, he's also making sure that he's having guests in his own house so that he knows how that feels if you're an owner of a house that is on Airbnb. So he looks at both sides of the customer relationship that he has, which is an enormous strength in building empathy by being so close to the process that customers go through every single day. The third learning that I've got from Brian Chesky, CEO and founder of Airbnb, is that when he started, they weren't thinking about how to scale that on day one. And in his mind, too many companies are just only focused on how can we scale things. And if you start with the scaling, you don't create the best possible experience. So they had a different approach. They were trying to give 100 people, when they started with Airbnb, they wanted to give 100 people an amazing experience, made sure that they had the best possible customer experience you could ever dream of. And because of that, those 100 people weren't just customers of the platform, they became ambassadors. They became the marketing channel for Airbnb. And once they achieved that, they went for the next step, which was trying to make 1,000 people become really, really excited about the platform and make sure that those 1,000 people had a top experience. So they would become ambassadors as well. And then they went for 10,000. And his vision is that if you use that approach, after a while, you will start to learn what works and doesn't work. And you will learn how to discover how you can scale things, but based on your experiences with your first smaller numbers. And taking that experience into account, make sure that if you start to scale, that it's still in a way that it is customer friendly. If you begin with scaling from day one, you will choose things that focus on efficiency. And because of that, you will never have people that actually love you. You never have people that actually become your ambassadors. And you don't have that marketing channel that is a foundation of your growth. So start with 100 people that really love you and you grow it from there on. That was my third learning that I got from Brian Chesky. This was my monthly CX video, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got inspired by these great ideas and concepts of Brian Chesky. I'm going to keep following him. I'm a big fan now. I think we can all learn a lot from a founder like that and to improve our customer experience. So thanks for watching. A lot of people are asking me if they can get this t-shirt that I've been using in my videos for the last few months. Yes, you can. If you go to my website, stephenvanbellegem.com, you can go to the shop and there you can find these t-shirts for you and your team to become beautiful, shiny diamonds yourself. Thanks again for watching. Please share the video, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back next month. Thanks for watching, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.